From the stage of the historic old Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Berlin Husky.
This world holds many mysteries that I can't understand. One is why the wanderlust is born in the heart of a man. I've kissed young lips that thrill me so and set my soul on fire. But I'm a black sheep boy and I just can't find the lips my heart desires. Black sheep, black sheep,
black sheep.
Why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? I've known life, I've tasted love from a girl that's true and sweet. She haunts me in my dreams at night, and I can hardly sleep. I wanna settle down so bad, but my wandering heart says no. Black sheep, boy, there's a lot more places we've gotta go. I can't hear my mama say as she sits there all alone, my black sheep boy is coming back, never more to roam. Black sheep,
black sheep,
why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? Black sheep.
Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Husky and Black Sheep, one of his big capital records. Welcome, Ferlin. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And I hope you've managed to get over all the fancy eating you did last Thursday.
I sure did, Grant, but you know we still got some turkey and dressing left.
Well, hasn't everybody? But Thanksgiving is over, so let's talk about the show and a great big show we got lined up for the folks tonight.
That's for sure. My favorite comedian, Miss June Carter, is back after a tonsil operation. And Archie Campbell, who could stand an operation.
Yes, and Chet Atkins, Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And as our special guest, that sweet singing songwriter who records for Decca, Bill Anderson.
And Bill will be out here to sing one of his fine songs in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time for a big laugh, and I don't know who could be funnier looking than our senior citizen from Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Friends, I know it's a little unusual to have a political speech on this show, but tonight is an exception. We have with us one of the outstanding men of our time. I would like to introduce the Honorable Archie Campbell.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, members of the Grand Ole Opry, ladies and coffee pot Dodgers. It behooves me to be here this evening to speak on behalf of one of the greatest men of our times. Speaking of myself, of course. I'm running for mayor of Bull's Gap. And I promise you that if I'm elected mayor of that great city, I will work you for everything you've got. Or that is, I'll work for you till I get what you've got. Or that, I promise. And I'll promise anything to get elected.
That's the way, Art. You tell him about it, buddy. You tell him.
Friend, I don't recognize your face, but your breath is familiar. Friends, what this country needs is better crops. I understand that our corn crop ain't what it ought to be. I have word on good authority that the corn crop is pretty good here tonight, but the corn crop is, should be better. Some of you farmers ain't getting over 2 gallons of the acre. And I promise that if I'm elected mayor of Bull's Gap, I will improve the corn crop.
Well, what about the hay, buddy?
Please. And then there's the wheat crop. We need more wheat. I promise that if I'm elected to this great office, I will see that the wheat crop is improved, too.
What about the hay, buddy?
Please. And then there's the tater crop. We need more taters. You know what taters is? That's East Tennessee for potatoes. What we need is better potatoes, and if I'm elected, and I'm sure I will be, I will improve the potato crop.
What about the hay, buddy?
Friend, I'm speaking of food for human beings. We'll get around to you jackasses later. I'd like to say that what this country needs is reform.
Yeah, that's right.
Reform!
Yeah, that's reform.
I know it needs reform. I graduated from reform school.
Right.
We need school reform.
Yeah.
We need social reform.
Yeah.
We need road reform.
Yes, sir.
And what I myself need is
chloroform.
Chloroform. I'll slap you.
Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of East Tennessee, which brings us now down to the time when we present our guest, a real promising boy he is, a songwriter of note, a recording artist in his own right, and a wonderful entertainer, your friend and mine, Bill Anderson. Welcome, Bill, to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you very much, Ferlin. It's certainly a pleasure to be here. You know, being on the Opry is just about the greatest honor that a country singer can have.
That's well, true. A lot of the boys say that, Bill, and I think it's true. But tell us something. How come you to start writing songs?
I don't know, Grant. I guess it was just something I always wanted to do.
Well, let's stop talking about writing songs and sing one, Bill. How about your new Western record you have out on Decca called Dead or Alive?
All right.
Dead or alive, dead or alive, $10,000,
dead or alive.
They tell me down in town I'm getting famous. They're all begging me come home, but I won't budge. Important folks are waiting there to see me, like the sheriff and the jailer and the judge. My picture's on the front page of the paper. I'm the local boy who wandered off alone. Now they want me back so bad they're giving money to the first man who'll come out and bring me home.
Dead or alive, dead or alive,
$10,000,
dead or alive.
One night last week I got a little reckless, and I couldn't hold my trigger finger still. The barrel pointed at the county marshal, but I only meant to scare him, not to kill. Now the foothills of these mountains hold my secret. Only they know of this old deserted shack. But the chances are some bloodhound's gonna find me, and some other dirty dog will take me back.
Dead or alive, dead or alive,
I wonder if I'm better off
dead or alive.
People always said that I'd amount to nothing, that to bury me would be a waste of earth. But if they'll just put my price upon my tombstone, then the world can see what I was really worth.
Dead or alive, dead or alive,
$10,000, dead or alive.
Well, Grant, now that Thanksgiving is out of the way, do you know there's only 27 more days left of Christmas?
Well, it doesn't scare me a bit, Ferlin. In fact, the sooner it comes, the better.
How come you say that, Grant?
Well, when Christmas rolls around, thousands of pipe smokers will be getting a new taste thrill because some right-thinking person has given them a tin of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And you know Prince Albert has got the mild and mellow flavor smokers like. The smooth, likable taste that suits them just fine.
That goes for roll-your-own men, too.
Right. Either way, all you have to do is try PA. The proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA. Crimp cut to pack right, burns steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots.
And because Prince Albert sells the fastest, it moves the freshest off the shelf to you. So if it's smoking flavor and satisfaction you've been missing, don't wait till Christmas. Light up now with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Tommy Jackson is fiddled along with our good friend Jimmy Self calling a square dance there while they're playing up a storm called Wake Up Susie.
All end up in the middle for doodly lady, don't you do? All around, shaking down, let that big jar ground. Meet your girl and fight on the head, don't eat 50 spring bread. Rick, good, good, and all around, and shaking down. Bird and cake, where you get bird, how about the old coffin? Bird cage, where you have been, birds all over. Promenade home, don't let them look at fun and all and say, swing one, swing two, swing, let's put it away. All round, take a smell, let that picture start to ground. Beat your girl, pound it, don't let the picture keep on.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, dancers. That'll be a high spot in the show for all of us. But now, Ferlin.
What's on your mind, Grant?
Well, it's hymn time on the show, and while I know a lot of the boys sing this song, it's always a great favorite with the audience and with me, too. So if you don't mind, would you sing it for us now, for all of us here? You know the one I mean, In the Garden.
All right, Grant, with the help of the Jordanier.
I come to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the roses, and the boys I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there.
Thank you so much, friends. You're a wonderful audience. Now it's time for Chet Atkins, the king of the guitar, with one called Cherokee. Thank you. Thank you so much, Chet Atkins. That's really great. Speaking of something great, here she is right now, straight out of the hospital after having her tonsils took out. Our best girlfriend, Miss June Carter.
Thank you, Ferdinand. You know, you told him about me getting my tonsils out, didn't you?
Yeah.
You've been in the hospital, and I guess some of you folks have. Y'all never seen them little old gowns they put on you, them little old short, no-tail things that come up above the knee. You just have to walk around all hunkered over in them, afraid to bend over, sit down, stoop or squat in the dad-burn things. They put one of them on me. You ought to have seen me in it. You should have seen me, Ferdinand.
I bet she's cute, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't done it. I look like a kangaroo with everybody at home in it. That's the way I look. Just one great big old hump in that thing, and you want to look pretty when you're in the hospital, but there ain't much you can do about it. Anyway, they took me in that operating room in there to operate on me. I didn't feel too good, and they gave me a shot to make me feel better. And then they started sharpening their knives, and I got to feeling so good, I just got off that table and got over and helped them sharpen them dad-burn knives while I was at it. But the doctor, he come in there, and, well, he come in with a 45 on his hip, Ferlin.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, she looked like she was 45. I guess she was. She was a nurse, you see. And then she had, he had notches on his belt. He had 10 notches on his belt.
That's 10 people that he'd killed?
Uh-uh, no, he used to be fat a long time ago.
Yeah.
He did. Thank you, boys. It was pretty bad, but he asked me finally, he said, do you want to take gas? He said, do you want gas? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I'll have gas. And while you're in there, just change my oil and wipe off my windshield, too. They don't give you nothing to eat after they take your tonsils out. They just about starve you to death.
Yes,
that's what they done me. I didn't have nothing to eat for days, and this woman that was in the room with me, she didn't have nothing to eat neither. I lost 5 pounds. She got so hungry, she took a bite out of my shoulders the way it happened. I'm going to say a poem that I wrote special about my operation, and I like to say it. To have your tonsils taken out sometimes makes things good. And after everybody told me that, I finally said I would. I may end up singing high like Bill Monroe, and that wouldn't be no rub, but it'd sound pitiful if I got to singing way down low there like Ernest Tubb. But it's too late now. It's too late now. My tonsils are gone. I couldn't change my mind if I forgot the words and whatever it was that I wrote.
It's something about if you had a desire, because when you open your mouth to sing, your tonsils wouldn't be there to backfire.
No, that wasn't it. No. No, I ain't going to give up. I ain't going to give up. I'll just say another poem. It goes this way. I had an operation. It was just the other day. They took most everything, I heard the doctor say. Now when I'm gone, right on my tombstone, all these words of patter, June's gone to join her tonsils, kidneys, liver, and her gallbladder.
Here's Ferlin Husky for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor, most favored in the U.S.A. It's the freshest,
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool and steady burning,
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor, and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. The proof is in the puffing, and P.A. gives you a mild, mellow flavor. Smokes cool and steady burning. And because P.A. is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert. Now it's time we welcome back our guest and listen to Bill Anderson as he sings another of his great recorded songs, It's Not the End of Everything. Bill?
It's not the end of everything. Just because my love has gone, don't think my life won't still go on. Because she wanted to have her fling, it's not the end of everything. The world still turns and the sun still shines. There's plenty of girls for hearts like mine. One never knows what tomorrow might bring. It's not the end of everything. Just look at the things I still possess, like a heart that's filled with emptiness, a life of pure unhappiness, two arms that hold just loneliness. My room's overflowing with blue, blue songs. Think of the nights I can spend alone, and all of the days I can just sit and dream. It's not the end of everything. Just look at the things I still possess, like a heart that's filled with emptiness, a life of pure unhappiness, two arms that hold just loneliness, my room's overflowing with blue, blue songs. Oh, think of the nights I can spend all alone, and all of the days I can just sit and dream. It's not the end of everything.
Thank you so much, Bill Anderson. Thanks a lot for being our guest tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Now, friends, it's time we heard from another one of our Opry regulars, Miss Dale Wood, with a tune from her new RCA Victor album. The album's called Mississippi Showboat, and the number is called Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Thank you, Dell. Thanks so much. That was fine. Now, Ferlin, before we hear your last great song, would you like to tell the folks about your plans for the future?
Well, that's simple, Grant. I'd like to make a million friends and $1 million. But I don't care too much about making the dollars, but make the friends. No, seriously, I'm playing Atlanta, Georgia tomorrow night. And then from there, I'm going to the West Coast for the week. Then I'll always return.
Well, no need to worry about your friends, Ferlin. You got them. But now how about that song? Here he is, neighbors. Ferlin Husky with his latest capital hit, I'll Always Return.
These arms that are holding me are the arms I love. These lips that are kissing me are the lips I love. I may leave
tonight on this snowy night here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. But right now it's time for us to get off of the air. So be sure to listen next Saturday night when we'll be back again with the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel's, a real cigarette. America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. Now, it sure makes sense because with Camel's, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So, if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camel's. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.